Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Regardless of your circumstances, God is simply setting you up and redirecting you where He wants you to be for your promotion. So stop complaining. Stop saying my religious views on my job have kept me from my promotion. It's my socioeconomic group, my ethnic group, my gender. They don't recognize women's ability. Stop saying that. Allow the wisdom of God to fill your life and bring you the promotion that He desires to accomplish in your life. Wisdom will give you the ability to provide a solution to every problem and endeavor in life. Once Joseph gave the interpretation of the dream, he continued through wisdom, because wisdom is the application of knowledge, explained to the Pharaoh what he needed to do. Verse 33 goes on to say, "Now therefore let Pharaoh look out for a man discreet and wise and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. Let him gather all the food of those good years that come, and let him lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let him keep the food in the cities. And that food shall be stored to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine." So God gave, once again, Joseph wisdom on how Pharaoh needed to proceed. Now, once again, wisdom will bring promotion to your life. Look how it brought promotion to Joseph. In Genesis chapter 41 and verse 40, it says, "Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." This is what Pharaoh said to Joseph. Wisdom brings promotion. Not only does wisdom bring promotion, wisdom will bring you authority and honor. Verse 41 goes on to say, "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have set you over the land of Egypt." Verse 42 goes on to show us that wisdom brings prosperity. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand. Now, can you imagine the king, the ruler of Egypt, taking off his own ring and taking the hand of Joseph, who had been in prison, who had been a slave, slipping that ring on his hand and saying, "Array him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck." Wisdom brought him prosperity. And number 7, wisdom will bring honor. Verse 43, "And Pharaoh made Joseph to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they ran before him, crying, Bow the knee. And Pharaoh made him ruler over all the land of Egypt." How did it happen? Through wisdom. It's not your circumstances, it's what you possess that will make you successful in life. And if you possess wisdom, you will see that you will have deliverance from bondage. You will have the ability to solve problems and solutions. You will be chosen and selected. You will be promoted. You will receive authority. You will become prosperous. Wisdom will also bring you honor. All of these blessings will come upon you because of the gift of wisdom that God wants to bestow upon your life. Let's talk about Solomon. Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. Now, how did he receive wisdom? Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5, and then I'm going to skip to verse 9 through 12 if you'd like to follow with me. How did Solomon receive wisdom? The Bible says, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give to you. And this is what Solomon asked for. He said, give thy servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who was able to judge this so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked for yourself for long life, neither you've asked for riches for yourself, nor asked for the life of your enemies. You have asked for understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to your words. I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like before you, neither shall there be any after you for this type of wisdom. God responded to Solomon's request. Now, I want you to remember something that we said already. When you possess wisdom, honor, and riches or prosperity will follow. Listen to what God says. And I have also given to you what you've not asked for. I give you both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like you all of your days. So when you ask for wisdom, God says, granted. But also know that God says, now with wisdom comes prosperity, comes blessings, comes honor. And so Solomon received them all for simply praying the one prayer for wisdom. God wants to do the same thing in your life. If you pray for wisdom, you'll receive blessings untold. The Bible tells us that once you possess wisdom, you will be respected. You'll be known. You'll be sought out by others for your advice. Some of you are in that position already in your life where people seek you out to obtain your advice. It states in 1 Kings chapter 3 and 28, and all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. 1 Kings 10 and 24 goes on to say, and all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had placed in his heart. So once again, where does wisdom come from? It comes from God. You simply ask God to grant wisdom. The Bible says he will freely give it to you. Once you receive wisdom, there will be honor, there will be authority added to your life and blessing. And God will begin to use you to help others. Now, let's mention Daniel. There's another level of wisdom that I'd like to mention, and it's called the gift of the word of wisdom. And this is the type of wisdom that God granted to Daniel. What is the word of wisdom? Well, let me give you a scriptural reference. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 8 states, For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Daniel not only possessed godly wisdom as seen in his administrative abilities, but he also possessed the word of wisdom, the ability to interpret visions and dreams. If you allow God to properly mature your life in the area of wisdom, you may become a candidate for the word of wisdom.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had a dream, and none of his wise men or magicians could interpret it. So he stated that he was going to put all of his wise men to death. Daniel and his friends were in the same boat. So Daniel asked God for the interpretation of that dream. Once again, God granted his request. If any ask for wisdom, the Bible says God will grant it. So Daniel received it, and listen to what he states concerning God's wisdom. Now, this is found in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 19. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 19. Why don't you turn there with me? Daniel chapter 2 and verse 19. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And listen to what Daniel says. And Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might proceed from him. And he charge and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him." After Daniel received this supernatural impartation of wisdom to interpret that dream, he began to give God praise, stating that all wisdom comes from God. Now look at the results of the word of wisdom, the next level of wisdom, because you're going to see that they're similar, however, they are more powerful in their results. In Daniel chapter 2 and verse 46, after Daniel was able to interpret the dream because of the word of wisdom, the king honored Daniel. Remember, that comes along with wisdom. Then the king, Nebuchadnezzar, fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel. Now imagine that. The king of the then known world got on his knees and bowed to Daniel. And it states, and he commanded that he should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. He was worshiping Daniel because of God's wisdom that Daniel had received to explain to the king what was going on in his life. Verse 48. It shows that Daniel receives wealth, promotion, and authority as a result of receiving that word of wisdom. It states, then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the entire province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Folks, I am talking to you about wisdom today because I want you to understand that this principle of wisdom will bring the authority, the blessing, the honor, the promotion, and the prosperity that we all seek for in life. Wisdom is God's way of blessing your life. And he will release it to those who ask. So wisdom will bring favor to our lives. Wisdom will enhance our mental comprehension, our verbal expression, and also correct our actions if we'll allow it to. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you desire wisdom in your life? Let's discuss how to receive it and then how to apply it to our lives. Once again, we must ask God for wisdom and faith. Number two, we must walk in humility before God and others. You know, Proverbs chapter 11 and 2 states, when pride comes, then comes shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. You see, God is ready to pour out wisdom upon all those who are righteous, all those who will ask in faith, and all those who will humble themselves in reverence before him. Number three, we must begin to fear and reverence God and accept correction into our lives. Now, how do we know that wisdom is being granted after we pray? Listen to what it says in Job 28 and 28. And unto a man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. So one of the first things that will happen as God begins to fill your life with wisdom is you will begin to reverence God even more. The presence of God will become such a reality in your life that you will begin to honor and reverence God in a brand new way. Job said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. If we desire wisdom, we must be willing to receive correction. Listen to what it says in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 8. Listen, it says, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate you. But if you rebuke a wise man, he will love you. So that gives us a little clue when we're talking to people and we have to talk about sometimes offenses and things that possibly they've done that need to be corrected about their response. The Bible says that a person of wisdom will love you for correcting them, because correction will only make them better. But an individual full of pride will hate you for correcting them. It goes on to say in verse 9, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. That's a wise person. When an individual is willing to humble themselves and say, teach me. When they're able to say, I'm accountable. Regardless of my status and my title, I'm accountable to you. Teach me what you can tell me, because it'll simply help me to be a better person. That's an individual who possesses wisdom. So once again, when wisdom enters into your life, you will begin to reverence God. He'll become more real in your life, but also you will be open to criticism. You'll be open to correction. You'll be open to instruction. Those are the marks of a person possessing wisdom. See, at the beginning, we will begin to comprehend God in a new way. We will become more conscious of His power and His greatness and His holiness and His majesty. We'll begin to fear and reverence Him in a new way. We'll become so afraid to disobey God when wisdom begins to come into our life. And that will bring conflict. Because there are so many wishy-washy people today who compromise on a dime. We live in a world where everyone expects you to do what is politically correct. Let me say this to you. The fear of the Lord reflects that you have wisdom. When you fear God more than you fear man's opinion, then you know that the wisdom of God is working in your life. Proverbs 9 and 10 again, it states, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Secondly, we will seek greater intimacy with God until we know His ways, His thoughts, and His principles. It goes on to say, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The more we know about God, the more wisdom will be imparted into our lives. Without a close relationship with God, we cannot receive the wisdom that He wants to impart to us. Listen to what Proverbs chapter 30, verses 2 and 3 states. Surely I am more Brutus than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. I neither learned wisdom nor have the knowledge of the holy. When you walk in unrighteousness, you cannot possess the wisdom of God. Remember, wisdom is reserved for the righteous, those who reverence God and obey His word. Now, number four, in order for us to obtain wisdom, we must study and know the Word of God. The impartation of wisdom from God only works in cooperation with our relationship with God and our knowledge of His Word. Because how can we know who God is if we do not know His Word? The Word of God, the Bible, reveals to us who God is and what He expects.
This concludes part two of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part three.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab.
The title of the message for today is Wisdom, God's Key to Prosperity, Part 2.
Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
If you do not know that your sins are forgiven and that you're on your way to heaven, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Save me and deliver me from the influence of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Your word says anyone who comes to Christ becomes a new creation.
the old things pass away and everything becomes brand new. Thank you for making me new today. Thank you for becoming my Lord and Savior. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ is in your heart. And know this, you're on your way to heaven. God has a purpose and plan for your life that is so wonderful. I want to encourage you to seek God daily in prayer and read your Bible. Trust Him for everything you need. God bless you and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.